The runners took off helter-skelter, both on the grass and along the ramparts. Mira was out in front with Flobert and a mouse named Biddle, all running neck and neck. Cregor stayed on the threshold with the other elders. She grabbed Friar Bob's paw, her sightless eyes blinking rapidly.
"What's happening? Who's in the lead? Tell me, tell me!"
The friar began shouting in excited commentary for her benefit.
"Mira, Flobert and Biddle are leading, though only just now. Egbert is nearly up there with them. Oh, look out! Great seasons, here comes our Broggle and Forlorn too. I never knew those two could run like that. Oh, great flying fair and footballs, what in the name of thunder is that?"
Cregor smiled knowingly.
"Oh, pretty well, I'll bet."
Old Hogg was waving his stick and roaring.
"She whipped right past them all, leaping along the battlement tops. I've never seen aught like it. Fuel's going like a streak of red lightning. Go on, young un, you show them the way round."
Every beast yelled their admiration for the newest Redwaller. Friar Bob turned his attention to the grass runners.
"The ground racers have just turned the southwest corner. It's Gundle in the lead, going bravely with three mole manes on his tail. They've just gone behind the bushes on the south wall. Ho ho ho! Derby and Feagle have scattered the bushes and are running over to the orchard as if they mean business."
Trogsell Hogg groaned.
"My poor strawberry patch."
Fuel was tugging old Hogg's sleeve.
"Excuse me, sir. I think I'm first back."
The ancient gate housekeeper stared in amazement at her.
But the others are only midway along the north wall top."
As the last of the wall runners came in, there was much paw shaking and backslapping. All attention now was riveted on the grass runners down below. Gundil was only leading by a whisker, with two hedgehogs and the three mole maids pounding almost alongside him. Mira, Broggle and Fuel cheered them old friend on uproariously.
"Keep going, Gundil, keep going."
"Don't look back, keep going, you can do it, Gundil."
Panting and blowing like a bellows, the worn-out mole staggered past the wall gate to win the grass race amid wild cheers. Both winners were carried back into the abbey shoulder high. Fuel looked down at Broggle as they went in.
"What happens now?"
Broggle had no time to answer before lusty singing broke out.
"Hail, both the winners who raced around our wall. All the summer solstice eve, the longest day of all. Proud the anthem, fleet of all, tributes shall receive. Lord and Lady victors on this midsummer's eve."
A ceremony had been prepared in honour of Fuel and Gundle, who were both draped in woven reed cloaks, their heads garlanded with wreaths of primroses and kingcup. Trogsell Hogg, who had donned a clean apron for the ritual, rolled in a barrel. Its stave dyed pink, and upended it in the centre of Great Hall.